Hamilton Hill, Sarah speaking.
Sarah, on the phone on a Saturday. It's Garrett.
How
how are you?
You? I'm fine.
Happy holidays.
To you too.
Thank you. You know, we're hanging in. We are trying to walk in step with our jewelers. See how it fits. See how it feels. Monday through Saturday, you know?
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Solidarity.
Except that we're closed Monday, so we win that. We win.
You win. You win, but you still work harder than we do. We are not customer facing.
No,
you know, we
do not. You have
to
put up with us. It's the
that's not a recorded line. I'm going to play that back to about five other jewelers right off the top of my head.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think it just depends on where you land, and you know, you guys think we have it harder, and we think you have it harder. And
as long as we're all in it together, you know.
Yeah, and ideally, people are where they should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are things going? I haven't talked to you in a hot minute. I won't keep you long. I just want to let you know, A, here ready to rip, Tater Chip. If you need anything, for Tuesday, I can get the ball rolling. Has it been good?
No.
No? Not good? Not busy?
No, we are not typically ever very crushed around Christmas, but it's just a slow and steady thing. But it usually lasts about 2 weeks, and the week between week three and week two are excruciating.
Yeah.
It's excruciating, and today has just been terrible.
Terrible in what regard?
Oh, people coming in with repairs and shit.
Oh.
And asking for cheap-ass shit and acting
Sterling
weird
and yeah.
People with helmets on and weird people and... Fucking, there is somebody here. Oh, that's a fucking male fucking man.
You're cracking me up. I love it.
No,
it's the truth, though. It's just, so they come out of the. You're saying they come out of the woodwork and
yeah.
They're like, hey, can you put my grandma's name on this Sterling
exactly.
bank? You know, like,
exactly.
Can I have
can
it tomorrow
custom,
or?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you make a custom something or other based on this photo in time
yeah.
for Christmas? Yeah. Right. As if. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a. Do you have a bead that makes me think of my son playing soccer in 1980? You know, like, okay, yeah, it's, you know, in did that hit too close to home? It just.
And I'll just bend over and pick something up off the floor. And go,
not
yeah,
a problem.
This
is for you. I designed it. I spent hours designing this before you even walked in. Before we even met. I'm hoping we can clear a couple things. I mean, I know you've got a lot of high-end jewelry mounted up in the case ready to go. If there's any of those guys that just need some studs or tennis bracelet, you know, necklace, that kind of thing, that out the door it goes, I've got that ready. But you know this. You have the keys to the vault. You've been inside. You know
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
Well, not yet. You haven't been up to be inside the vault, but veritably. Or figuratively, you've been inside the vault. So.
Yeah.
But
a little pickup, I'm sure. We've sold, I don't know, maybe $5,000 worth of jewelry today.
Well, not bad. Not bad for early. I mean, that's one piece for you typically, right? Do you
There's
cut off the customs?
Oh yeah,
like,
custom design has is long been is
long
been
cut off
a couple of weeks. We only have 1.5 goldsmiths.
And that's more. That's
we don't have a, like we don't have you know just like a fucking factory back there.
Yeah. No. It's yeah. Just what do you want me to cast for you right now? Sure. No problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not a,
yeah. Well, no. I mean,
I'm sure we'll make some sales in the next few days, but
oh, for sure.
I really come to hate. It's the waiting and the fact that it's. It's like everything's resting on it, you know, and we're definitely behind last year.
So,
not crazy,
I had the same thought, you know, I'm like...
Why wouldn't we be?
Right. Look around.
Except that, look around. Except that so many people have so fucking much money.
And they really
every
do.
Every person over 70 that comes in here acting like they're fucking broke, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right,
we
no, you're not.
We have all the money.
Right.
People, we have all the money.
Right.
Yeah.
And just spend it. Put it into something, you know.
Stop being so cheap. Oh,
yep.
My God.
Well, and that's the thing, though. Why do they have the money? You don't have money by spending it, right? So, You know, but like I will tell you this, 3-carat plus naturals have been super hot.
I'm so glad.
Well, but because who's buying that? Who's buying a 3-carat natural, right?
The
demographic you just described.
Yeah.
You know, so but the thing is, I like to cater to all budgets. I can't survive
right.
catering just to the 1%.
Right.
You know,
what shape are they buying?
Oh, right now, I want to shoot myself. Rectangle cushions, not Radiance, even though I've got those, and Radiance is my favorite shape, but not rectangular Radiance, rectangular cushions and marquees.
Oh, my God.
Rounds by and large. We still sell more rounds than fancies combined, but the two hottest fancy shapes right now are marquees and rectangular cushions. Thank you. Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, and Selena Gomez for making those popular. But the rectangular cushion thing just kills me because they're like, well, why does this look funny? I'm like, because it's a rectangle. Like, this is how the faceting works. This is why it looks this way. Her rectangular cushion was a Euro. You know what I mean? Like, it was weird and funky looking to begin with. You want to, you know, but anyway. I miss you. I miss working with you. I miss hearing your awesome voice, and I miss working with people that are like-minded. I sell to anybody, and some people is just sweeter taking their money knowing how they think. You know what I mean? You know that customer that walks in, and you're like, I hate you so much, but taking your money makes it better. You're on the other side of that. I'm just a fun person. How's Lilla doing? Is she surviving in her retirement?
Yeah, we're sure she is.
Was that an okay? Like she's off doing her own thing and everything's good.
Yeah, she begged me for this job And we needed her, and she did a fine job for us for maybe a year and a half. She was commuting, I think you probably know, commuting from Raleigh.
Yeah.
Which used to be an easy thing, and now feels like a death trap. And the death drive and wrecks every day. And she was really in a full-on
panic about that, right?
Yeah. And I don't blame her. And it used to be, once again, a nice, easy little drive. And over the years, the traffic around here and just, you know, the congestion has really increased.
Yeah.
So she did do a very good job, and we learned a lot from her. She also was difficult to connect with. She just was a bit of a weird person.
Yeah. I got that energy.
You did?
Yeah, 100%.
Very...
Talked
about herself all the time, and
it was hard. Whenever she called in, I was like, I really want to help you with the diamond.
Yeah.
I don't have 30 minutes to do it.
Oh, God.
But a
yeah,
sweetheart
yeah.
in that regard,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but we did learn a lot from her. Definitely benefited almost everybody that passes through here. You know, you benefit from all your
different way of doing something.
And now she's doing whatever she's doing. I think she might be working at a clothing store or something, but I really don't know. And we have this wonderful new gemology apprentice named Nina, N-I-N-A, and I'm sure you'll be meeting her. And she is a real, real go-getter and a cool person that I think is going to be a tremendous asset to our team. She's been working in public policy, and she has an MPH from UNC Chapel Hill and a degree from Northeastern. I'm not sure what that was.
She doesn't sound dumb.
So she's not a dummy. So she's the usual. And we have to be kind of, I mean, our clients are, you know, such eggheads. We have to
have an egghead on staff, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'll be getting to work with her, knowing her and working with her.
I'm excited.
I know she's going to do a real good job for us. Kai and Ken are still here, and Ken turned 80 this year. He's our goldsmith.
Yeah.
There's some stuff on our website about him. might enjoy reading, seeing.
I will.
Video.
I think I've spoken to him like once, maybe.
Yeah, probably. He doesn't call in many diamonds, but so everything is mostly groovy. It would be nice to meet last year's number, but if we don't, I mean, it's been a shit show of a year in general. So
I'm optimistic that next year will be better, not for any reason other than lab grown's have kind of really taken a dive. Yeah, I'm talking to people, and yes, are they selling them still? Of course. But the real jewelry stores, the real luxury jewelry stores, are not having that problem. They're not losing. And again, you're going to have people come in, and they're going to have a low budget, and lab grown's going to make sense. It is what it is. But it's the 1%ers, like you were describing earlier with all the money. It really hurts me. Earlier this year, I lost the 3.5 emerald sale. Done. But these are billionaires with a B, right?
Yeah.
To a lab grown. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I was disgusted. Like, I was the jewelry store owner was like, Gary, you're going to kill me. And I'm like, no, I want to strangle you. And you know, how did this happen? How did we go from a yes on a beautiful mine diamond to, well, they decided. But again, I mean, there is that old adage, right? Just because you show up to a jewelry store driving a Porsche wearing blue Armani suits doesn't mean you like diamonds. It means you like Porsches and Armani suits. So, okay, that's fine. You didn't value it. But in my mind, that was the result of why was lab grown even introduced, right? Did they talk to a friend? Why wasn't the lab grown a gift of purchase? Hey, I get it. I'm going to throw this in.
Right.
And you're going to wear it on the cruise ship, right?
So
if you drop it over the edge, you don't care. You know, I don't know. But I'm hoping to see less of that next year. And I'm also, like, we're already seeing some of, like, I don't even know if we're going to have lab-grown in the coming months, because it's just not. I can't sell $10 million a year in $200 to $500 products, right? Just doesn't work, but
no.
But let's keep on rocking in the free world. Let's hold on to that optimism. And I'm still looking at my Niesing men's ring, but I really shot myself in the foot when you and I started talking about it, and I didn't pull the trigger then, because look at the gold prices now. You know, oh man, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, shoot, I should talk to Sarah, and I'm like, that is gonna be. I think it was like $6,000 or $8,000 then. Now it's going to be 12 now, you know. It's like
tariffs.
Yeah.
15% tariffs, but those might go away at the beginning of the year.
I think they will. We just did a big buy in Israel, so I think that's a 15% as opposed to a 50 in India.
Right.
But we'll see. Everything's kind of crazy in that regard. I just try to. I'm a bit of a head in the sand kind of guy, and it's not the right way to live. But you got to keep your mental health, you know. And if I just watch it every day, I'm gonna explode. So.
Yeah.
But,
totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for checking in. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes. Thank you. Happy holidays, and I hope to hear from you before the end. But if I don't, you'll hear from me.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.